I think we're working. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio On The Run. I am here with the one and only Henry Hutchison. How you doing, Henry?
I'm not dumb at all.
We're warming up with the stair routine, going down, some high knees, get the blood pumping, get the muscles moving.
I like going up downstairs just warm distance.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, nice to see you. Okay.
Oh, I'm actually getting a little bit winded already.
Good, good, good. Okay. All right, we're finding our route here. Avoiding the obstacles of the university.
With several patrons of the university. But we're trying to avoid any collisions.
Excuse me.
Okay, are we back? We're back on the air. Great, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are again, picking up the pace after the muscles warm up. Seeing and enjoying the sights of this beautiful university campus.
It's breathtaking, really. Oh, it's splendid. All the public sculptures and the people talking, looking at us. Their eyebrows raised.
Henry, I'm going to start off with some important questions for you. The first question I'd like to know, I think the first question everyone would like to know, is if you could be any X-Men, which one would it be?
I'm not too familiar with the X-Men, but...
You've got Wolverine, Storm can control weather, etc.
Yeah, well, if I had to choose between those two, I would probably choose the weather control because, you know, storms are pretty interesting, don't you think?
I do think storms are interesting. I'm going to have to agree with you there. We're approaching Johnson Field now.
Are we going to do some laps? Is there an X-Men that can run forever without getting tired? Because that power would come in handy now.
That's true. As far as I know, that X-Men has not yet been had. However, the technology is underway.
Excellent. Well, just tell me when you have that all ready in like a syringe or something.
You got it. You'll be the first to know. Now, let me ask you another serious question. If you had to choose between flying and having the power to become invisible, which one would it be?
Oh, if I could have a combination of the two.
I'm sorry, that's not the option.
Well, what if, for instance, I could make half of my body disappear and fly just above the ground, kind of levitate? Does that allow?
I suppose we could go for that. However, because you didn't entirely ask that is answer the question, I'm going to have to ask you to participate in our lightning challenge. And that is reading some passages from Dr. Seuss's Fox and Fox. Here you go, Henry, just open any page and see how you do.
I accept your challenge. All right. Please, sir, I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those tricks and clocks, sir, mixed up with chicks and talks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Fox, sir. Is that enough, or sir?
That brings us to the next segment of our show, entitled This Day in History. Today, on January 27th, some of you may or may not know, in 1975. Georgia had the suspension building. Georgia founded the first state-funded university. Also this same history, the National Geographic Society was founded. A few good men decided that their travels and sharing their travels with the West could possibly help better it. For this, Henry and I find ourselves enjoying the world out here on the university campus. Henry, did you know that this podcast is being broadcast at the Contemporary Museum in Baltimore?
No, I didn't. I'd just like to say hello to all the people in the museum. I hope you're all having a splendid time. And I hope you got into the museum for free for some reason.
I also hope that. And you know, Henry, I would assume that they are having a good time. Because Baltimore, according to pictures on the internet, is a very beautiful place. Did you know that Babe Ruth, the great Bambino himself, is actually from Maryland?
No, I didn't. I thought you meant Baltimore, Oregon, which maybe I made up, but I apologize to all those in Baltimore. Maryland is a fine place. Birthplace of the great Bambino, of course.
And just to clear the record for our listeners, Oregon is also a mighty fine place. Did you know, Henry, by any chance, that, my friend, this day in history, France performed their first nuclear test?
I had no idea. France are a warlike people, and it makes sense that they would want to have their own nuclear test and power.
Did you know that, ironically, just a few decades previously, the United States also tested their first nuclear warhead in Nevada on the same day?
Huh. Well, I was going to retract my statement about the French. They're no more warlike, really, than any other power, so it doesn't surprise me, actually. Do you think they coordinated their tests?
I think it could possibly be a symbolic gesture on both nations' part. However, let me ask you a more serious question revolving around the military. If you had to choose for our own U.S. military between Paul Bunyan and Godzilla, who would you choose?
Well, that's a tough call. As far as I know, Godzilla is Japanese, and I'm not so sure he would want to join our side, but he may originally also have been a symbol of nuclear power and aggression, so perhaps he would like our side after all.
I agree. Now tell me, Henry, do you think that the language barrier would be an issue in recruiting Godzilla to our military forces?
Well, that's definitely a possibility, although, I mean, in this day and age, we should have plenty of professional translators to aid in his recruitment. I don't foresee that being a problem. I'd just like to say this. Paul Bunyan, also a magnificent choice. He is strong and carries a large weapon, which is, that's pretty good. That's, in my consideration of allies, that ranks very high up there. Probably both of Godzilla.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to ask for a time check there in the lovely room 327.
Can you hear me, Hunter? You
I can't hear you. Thank you for joining the show.
1 minute.
All right, well, we are breaking into a sprint now.
Woo.
For the remainder of our show, we'll be at a dead run.
Where?
We are by the art building as we speak. I have another question to ask Henry in the remainder of our time here. Henry, let me ask you, if you think Paul Bunyan and Godzilla are both great choices for the military, who do you think would win in an all-out battle?
Well, Paul Bunyan has a lot of experience with chopping down large tree-like things, and I think Godzilla maybe fits in this category. Plus, also in Paul Bunyan's favor is his giant blue ox, if I'm not mistaken, which I think he goes everywhere with, so.
Very true.
Godzilla's at a disadvantage, I believe.
And how do you feel about time travel, Henry?
I think it's really neat.
Do you think we'll see aliens in our lifetime?
Gosh, I hope so. I think we probably already have, actually. They're just disguised as humans.
Well said, Henry, well said. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a truly eye-opening interview with Henry Hutchison. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming back up the stairs. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time.